This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borg.
It most certainly is, and I most certainly am. So welcome along to BFBS Esports Live on this Tuesday. Excited to be here again. It's time to insert another coin into the slot for another show. Hopefully defeat the final boss before we get up to 7 o'clock, which is a reference lost on possibly most people. I do use the arcade reference to my kids who just look at me blankly, but there we go. So then, an important day today, being the, whatever it is, 7th of February. It is Armed Forces World Esports Day. Tonight's show, I'm going to chat about that. Also chat to Sprat, who's got all the latest Call of Duty news, from gaming updates to some of the big name players who've recently announced their retirement. And we'll be speaking to Bomber from Navy Esports about Armed Forces World Esports Day, what they're doing to celebrate it. As I said to Amy earlier on when I chatted to her, I actually don't know much about it. If you don't, we'll learn together over the next half an hour. I will also play music, as always, such as this on BFBS, the Forces Station. This is the One Who Dies, the You and Me song.
Always when we fight, I try to make you love, till everything's forgotten. I know you hate that. Always when we fight, I kiss you once or twice, and everything's forgotten. I know you hate that. I love you, Sunday sun. The week's not yet begun, and everything is boiling. And it's always you and me, always and forever. You and me, always.
One of the true great one-hit wonders, although don't tell the Wannadies that, because I did mention it once and they didn't take it well. This is BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm OJ Borge here with Esports Live, and it's time for our first guest tonight. It's Sprat. Sprat, my man, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Yeah, good. Where in the world do we find you on this Tuesday evening?
Where do we find... Well, I'm at a sunny place called Rotherham at the moment, just outside of Sheffield.
And it's great to have you on. You are a fantastic YouTuber. I've caught your commentary as well when it comes to Call of Duty. Let's set the scene really quickly by asking you what the greatest of all the Call of Duties is. Which is your one? If you were going to choose one out of all of the different versions of it, which one?
I mean, I'm a sniper rifle nerd, so it's going to be based off that. For me, it's between Black Ops 1 or Black Ops 3. I'm a Treyarch guy at the end of the day, but those two stood out for me. Black Ops 3 is probably, it's just going to creep above it, you know? I think it's going to take the number one. But yeah, all the Black Ops series are my bread and butter right there.
It's weird how you fell into the different people who were making. It was almost you had to like one and then not like the other when it came to Call of Duty.
Yeah, like I wish I loved the Modern Warfare's as much as I did the Black Ops, but it's just something that it's kind of a preference, isn't it, at the end of the day? And, you know, I don't want to argue which is better, you know, this, that, and the other, but they both have their perks. But for me, Treyarch guy, you know, Black Ops all day, every day.
It's FIFA Pro Evo, isn't it? Which one do you like more? But let's talk then about you representing the RAF team who won at the Code Bowl. How did you end up playing for that team? How did you end up representing them?
Well, it actually started a few years ago. We were actually in lockdown, and I'd heard of it, the Call of Duty Endowment Bowl, but it's usually with the big hitters over in America. But this was Black Ops Cold War, and we actually, I got reached out by Activision, said, look, you know, you're a big talent in the UK. Do you want to represent an esports team? And the Royal Air Force were the ones to go with. So we actually competed together. As we were all in our own little setups back in Cold War in 2020, got second place just by a hair, sadly. So we had to run it back, of course. And then, when they reached out and said, do you want to do it again, but we'll fly you out, I was like, yeah, why not? Let's do it.
It must have, when you found out you were being flown out by the RAF, you thought they were going to send some sort of jet for you.
Yeah, I was expecting something, you know, when they were rocking up, I thought, we've come by, you know, a regular plane, but have they flown in, you know, just a jet or a big army aircraft carrier? I don't even know. But yeah, sadly, they just came by a regular plane as well. So no fun stories there, I'm afraid.
What was it like playing with the RAF guys at Code Bowl?
Oh, they're absolute legends. Yeah, I mean, it was just playing with a bunch of guys. That's what it is, the best way to describe it. I mean, they were funny. They were, you know, talking a little trash here and there as well. Just really avid gamers at the end of the day. They're competitive, and that was it was enjoyable. You know, I kind of leveled it out a little bit. I'm not as competitive as those guys, obviously, but you could see that they're built for that. You know, they love that competing and that atmosphere.
But the thing is, I've watched you over the years, you're way competitive.
Yeah, but I'm a public match kind of guy. You know, I'm playing people from around the world who just sat on their sofa. You know, that's my content. You're just playing, you know, Bill and Ben, who are just getting home from work, and I'm just running against them. When it comes to the competitive side, I don't mind losing, you know. I don't mind declaring that someone's better than me. But for these guys, when we were there, I was like, well, they're on a mission. We came second last time, so I stepped it up, and I'm glad we got a little bit of competitive action out of it.
Do you think Call of Duty's got better for that, for being able to lose? Because I think for a while, especially the pro COD scene, there was a lot of people throwing controllers around. There was a lot of rage quitting when it came to losing. Has it got better, the scene?
I don't think so. I think I think the Call of Duty League may have, you know, turned things down, may get some fines out there, you know, if they've done something wrong or said something they shouldn't. But if you watch, I don't know how much you watch the open bracket stuff, but they are, I think they're as vocal as ever, and they'll probably take a few fines on the chin to say, you know, what they want to say. So I think there's some angry gamers out there. I've definitely calmed down as I've got older, but it's just, heat of the moment kind of thing. Yeah,
it's had the ability to lose, isn't it? Let's talk a bit of COD news then. Some big players have announced early retirement recently. Who is it?
Scump is the major one.
Really?
I think was the shock of the world. Yeah. I think he did mention that Modern Warfare 2 was going to be his last game of competing, but he decided to retire early. So that was, I think there are a couple of majors in at the moment. But I mean, it also success to him. I think he's ready for that content creation grind, and he's a personality at the end of the day. So I think he'll flourish. But yeah, I mean, we've had Scump, Methods just retired as well on the last major. Method's been around since Scump days as well. I know Crimsix retired not long ago as well. So I think it's just, you know, the golden oldies of maybe they can't keep up anymore with the young gunners that are coming up in the world.
Is that the reason then? Are we seeing all these youngs? Because I spend most of my time around Counter-Strike, and you see these young players coming up who've got unreal reaction times. You see the way they play, their ability to play the game, and their spatial awareness is just off the chart. That even if you're a few years above them, you're almost trying to play catch-up immediately to somebody who's 15, 16, 17.
I think, well, with a game like CSGO, it's more about the brains, isn't it? I think when I've watched that, you know, you've got people competing in their 30s now, but they've got it down to a T, haven't they? And they need that, like, kind of in-game leader. But I think with Call of Duty, it's such a fast-paced, aggressive respawn video game that if you are cracked out of your mind, you know, like young, and you've got reaction times of a demon, like that's where you're going to start to shine, and you just need a bit of guidance, I think. So I think they're pairing. I think a lot of the teams now are pairing, like, couple of the older guys, a couple of the OGs with the young guys, and kind of train them together. And I think that's what's succeeding at the moment from what I've seen.
Yeah, every time I play any public matches on Call of Duty, I just get schooled every time. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Way over the hill. I'm never going to make that pro career. Sprat, thank you so much, mate. For people who want to check out your content, hit me up. What's the YouTube address?
It's just Sprat, S-P-R-A-T-T on all socials, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. If you like sniping and Call of Duty, I'm your man.
Mate, I love sniping. I just can't do it. That's my issue. I tend to get sniped a lot. That's what I do. You'd be hitting me. Sprat, thank you so much, buddy. Thanks for your time. There you go. There's Sprat talking to us all about Call of Duty. And we will have some more Call of Duty news later on, actually, all about the Call of Duty League Mage. But that is on the way. Now let's play some music. This is Florence and the Machine. Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems Florence and the Machine, you got the love here on Esports Live on BFBS. And if we had a guest, it's time for more guests as we go to Werebomber from the Navy Esports team. Where are you in the world right now?
So I'm based down in Caldrose at Cornwall.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Obviously, if you listen to this on BFBS, this won't work for you. But if you are watching the stream back, just talk us through that room because you have some wonderful lighting going on in there. It's very mellow.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in here. I'm a massive Dragon Ball Z fan, so I've got loads of Dragon Ball Z posters behind me, the tattoo sleeve that goes with it, and then I've got all of my gaming setup that goes around the room as well, and then all my lights are like Alexa and RGB. It's yeah. Crazy in here. It's like a disco room.
It is. Quality room. The reason we're talking to you is all about Armed Forces World Esports Day. Talk to me about this, because this is something I've only just become aware of in the last couple of hours, but what a fabulous endeavour.
Yeah, so it's basically just a way to raise money for the charities of the armed forces. So for the RAF Benevolent Fund, the Army Benevolent Fund, and the Royal Navy Royal Marines Charity. They do so much work for us as a service and for veterans as well that we want to give something back to them. So, and esports has become such a massive thing in the world now that raising money for them in this way is just something that we can engage with our community with as well.
And I just have to mention it because I just heard something getting knocked down. I believe your dog's just entered the room.
Yeah. So I've got a 4-year-old beagle called Miko, and he is an absolute devil, but he's featured on the Navy's Twitter page a couple of times as well.
Will he be on stream tomorrow? Because, I mean, we're going to get into what you're racing in tomorrow, but does he appear on your streams?
Yeah, he does, because not only does it get streamed, obviously, on the services stuff, I do my own personal ones as well, and the dog always features in my personal streams as well.
Well, Miko's behaving better than my dog, Lebowski, because my dog would have barked by now. I absolutely would have done.
If the doorbell goes off, that might happen.
Yeah, well, let's talk about what games we can watch then, because beautifully, when this show ends at 7 o'clock, we go straight into what?
So today is the kickoff of the Armed Forces World Esports Day events. So tonight on the Royal Navy Esports Twitch channel is Rocket League, which is a load of rounds fought between the Navy, the RAF, and the Army, and some top streamers as well. But I can't remember which streamers off the top of my head. I've got information on every screen at the minute.
Yeah, which of the forces is the strongest when it comes to Rocket League?
Well, obviously, I'm going to say Navy.
And would that be correct, or would that just be bravado?
I haven't actually watched too much of the Rocket League stuff because I've been practicing for my stuff. It's one of them that you have to tune in and find out.
We will do. Fabulous setup for you. You can watch that on the Royal Navy Twitch account, which is, what's the address of that?
So that is Royal Navy Esports.
Royal Navy Esports. Then tomorrow, you are racing. What's happening tomorrow?
That's right. So I not only am I the media lead for the Royal Navy Video Games Association, but I'm also the F1 lead for the Navy as well. So we've got a race going on at the Canada track, which starts at 7 o'clock as well. That's getting streamed on the British Army's esports channel. And that's just a qualifying and then a full length race of us battling out for first place. Canada is going to be brills. We've also got a couple of Tech Bets racers racing against us as well, so it's going to be a really good watch. We did a practice one back in January, I think it was, or even maybe even before Christmas, and it was a really good race.
What circuit are you racing on?
So it's Canada.
Canada tomorrow. Got you. With all the Formula One racing you've done, I know during lockdown there was some F1 drivers, some professional drivers ended up racing. Have you raced any of them, Lando Norris or anyone like that?
I'd like to think so. Maybe not having willingly knowing it, but I've been trying to reach out to people like Max Verstappen and Lando Norris, etc., because I'd love to be able to organise something that is forces against actual F1 drivers who play esports. Is something that I'm really trying to engage with and try and get that to happen. That would be amazing.
It's one of the most natural crossovers, Formula One and esports. If you look back at the original days of Lewis Hamilton, he was racing. He raced every track in the world when he was a junior through the McLaren simulator, because that was basically an esports setup, and he could just go and race every circuit in the world, which is why he was so good.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a brilliant way to do it, because it's not even just F1 anymore. Like Gran Turismo, you've got the Gran Turismo series as well, the World Manufacturer Series, and people actually get picked up to go actually race for sponsored teams and stuff by racing in simulators now. Yeah. It's a mad way that it's become.
I've been lucky enough to have a couple of goes on simulators, and every time I unfortunately still have the full down finger trigger that I had for years on Gran Turismo, where you just go full belt, whatever you do, and then slam it into wall and try and go that way. Doesn't work on a simulator. That you can watch on the Formula One British Army Esports Twitch. The address of that is what, Bomber?
Exactly that, British Army Esports, and that's their Twitch channel tomorrow from 7 o'clock.
And then Thursday, it's Call of Duty.
Yeah, so that's hosted by the RAF. And that's games between military esports teams again. So that's the Army, Navy, and RAF. I think they're doing things like Search and Destroy is a big one that they do. That's a big competition-based one that they do for streaming that side of it. But that normally gets a big interest, especially after things like Code Bowl that happened in December as well.
I mean, what we're learning from doing this show, which I think is fabulous, is just how rich and varied the esports has become within the forces. I mean, for you, I mean, I don't know how long you've served for, but how much have you seen it explode as something you can be involved with the forces?
Massively. So I've been serving now for 7 years. And even when I joined, it wasn't really a big thing. It's only been in the past few years that it's really come out of nowhere and exploded as a recognized sport within the forces now as well. So we actually get time to go away and do these events to raise money for charity, even if we're on our watch because of the causes that they are for. But not only that, the community size because of the generation that it is now, has expanded so much. And you've met people that you wouldn't normally ever meet in your day-to-day jobs as well. So the community itself is just phenomenal.
And that's what's great, Bomber. Well, thank you very much. Good luck for your race tomorrow night. If you want to watch the Rocket League, which will start in 10 minutes precisely time.
10 minutes.
You can watch it on the Royal Navy Twitch, Formula One Army Esports Twitch for the Formula One on Wednesday, and then the RAFs on Thursday for God. Bomber, thank you very much, buddy.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
There you go. Thank you very much to him. Make sure you check it out. I will be watching it in 10 minutes' time. Try again. The Geordie Springsteen, Sam Fender, Get You Down. Man, I love that. This is BFBS Esports Live, OJ Borge with you. For 6 more minutes precisely, which gives us time to talk through a bit of the latest esports news. Now, Call of Duty League Major 2, which we spoke about at the start of the show with Sprat, was a wild ride for Call of Duty fans. Some crazy results, huge performances, even a mid-tournament retirement. Scump has retired. If you're new to that name, check him out. He's one of the OGs. Perhaps most importantly to some, though, the tournament's viewership reached dizzying heights, becoming one of the most watched events in Call of Duty history, reached a peak viewer count of over 500,000, which is big for Call of Duty. Now, if you look at some other sports like League of Legends or Counter-Strike, they get massive numbers. But what has always been weird, a little bit like FIFA, that one of the most popular games that people play recreationally never got a big pro scene. But yeah, the numbers are massive. 300,000 for what is a major in Boston was pretty great. I think what's interesting as well is how the event went. Now, Miles Ross, who we keep trying to get onto the show, just unfortunately the past 2 weeks he's been on a plane precisely while we've been doing it. He was there as one of the main casters. If you don't know him, he's part film hero, part Brian Blessed. He sent me this 30-second wrap-up of what the event was like.
God, OJ, where to start with Major 2 held in Boston at the MGM Fenway Music Park. It was unbelievable. The fans were great, despite the fact that it was negative 22 outside, which was the most painful thing I've experienced in my entire life. But amazing experience. We lost one of our great pros, Methods. He retired on stage on Sunday. He plays for Boston Breach. He's already having a great time in the content world now. Atlanta FaZe won the whole thing. They're back on top. The most dominant team in the world right now. We'll see how long they can keep it up. But it was an amazing time. Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, Miles. Call of Duty, great to watch as well. Remember, you can, as part of World Forces Esports Day, watch the Call of Duty on Thursday on the Twitch. We'll also pop out what is the best address for that. One more story. Valorant player will donate $27 to charity for every shorty kill at VCT lock-in. That is the short shotgun. Team Vitality player Karel Twisten Eisenbrenner has pledged to donate $25, or about 27, 25 euros, about $27 for every kill with a shorty at the tournament, which hopefully will raise tons and tons of money for all great causes. And that is the news for this week. Let's have one more song before we're out. This is Sigrid and Sucker Punch.
Meet me in the hallway for a cup of coffee by the stairs. We're both in a hurry. Let's leave a minute when there's no one there. Both our hoodies red. You're in my head. Yet there's no pressure. At least that's what we all. Try to come up with the bad things. Didn't want to write a happy song. You've had only good reactions. So I don't want to be the one to this up, I swear. Out of nowhere, it hit me like a sucker punch.
Song to end this show on. My apologies to Lucas for him having to be in the room while I sang to that. What a song that is. Sucker Punch by Sigrid on BFBS, the Forces station. Which wraps us up for another show. Thank you so much to my guests, to Sprat and to Bomber. Make sure you check out all the streams that are going on there. If you missed any of this show, you can catch up again by going to bfbs.com/esportslive. You can hear it again on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 p.m. UK time. Hope everyone is enjoying Armed Forces World Esports Day. See you next week, same time. Goodbye.
BFBS, the Forces station.